Welcome to the FT Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 12th of December, recording at 11:05 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, what's going on here with these soft stock markets, very soft stock markets? So we had pretty well everything down, not big percentage changes in terms of the U.S. The S&P was down 0.38%, so a third of a percent. And NASDAQ down less. Remember, NASDAQ was down more yesterday. Dow down a little bit more, 0.66 of a percent. The only one that was up that on the main screens here, where I can see about at least 40 global indices, was Brazil, but it was only up a tenth of a percent. Asia Pacific, I think Australia, well, it's currently trading up a tenth of a percent. In China didn't do too badly. It was a little softer. The Hang Seng was down half a percent, but the Shanghai Composite down less than a tenth of a percent, and the Shenzhen Composite was actually up a little bit. Everything else to the downside here, and declines of over 1%. China enterprises, India down 1.16. India's got a problem here with its inflation rate, which will it certainly poses a problem for the central bank, because it's showing 11%. It's ridiculous, and most of that due to food costs. Good governance would sort that out, but we haven't got that yet. Thailand down nearly 1%. Indonesia down nearly 1.4%. Any way you wrap it up here, it looks pretty clear to me that a corrective phase is underway. Now, will this be a reaction, which, and to define the terminology, I would describe a reaction as just a sort of a normal pullback within the overall uptrend, or is it going to be more than that? Well, we'll get a little bit of both. Some markets that have been quite soft, take that ASEAN sector that I keep mentioning in these audios, and particularly takes the Philippines, you take Indonesia, you take Thailand. They led, those bottomed in the fourth quarter of 2008 and had the biggest percentage gains in that part of the world. And but they peaked in May, leading indicators, leading both ways. And they're still soft in here, and it's a whole lot more than just a reaction. And this is a big corrective phase. It is at least a medium-term corrective phase for those indices. But the key one here, psychologically, is Wall Street, given its huge influence on sentiment overall. And as you know, it's been overbought and overextended for a while. And people are worrying about the quantitative easing. I don't know if they're going to do that this month, but opinion seems to have some opinion is hardened a little bit, that we're more likely to see a little bit of tapering here this month. Certainly Janet Yellen has not indicated anything along those lines to my knowledge, but again, as I said yesterday, I think you'd have to be a fly on the wall in her office and Bernanke's office here. But that doesn't prevent further profit taking at the year end, and that is pulling down some of these indices here as we see it taking place. But even after the reactions we've seen, small reactions we've seen, we've still got the NASDAQ up over nearly 32.5% and nearly 24.5% on the S&P to the plus side. So it was an unusual year. We know why. It certainly wasn't the speedy growth of the economy, and it wasn't a surge in corporate profits. It was pretty much down to the Fed overall. And now there's a headline that I'm using here today in my written copy. And this is a Bloomberg article that says, "World led by U.S. poised for fastest growth since 2010. They're talking about next year. They're talking about a growth of above 3.3%, I think, on average for global growth, I assume. We'll see. People were too optimistic at the beginning of this year on global GDP growth. I can envisage it picking up in next year. The U.S. economy is not doing all that badly. Europe is, some of the European economies are going to show positive returns at long last. And UK doing better, but importantly, the really important one is going to be the U.S., China, and Japan. Those are the big three economies, and I wouldn't be surprised if they don't all do a little better. But don't assume that underpins another strong rally in global stock markets. Because what I think is going to be the bigger story is the tapering, and that's certainly going to come at least at some point next year, in my opinion. And I expect choppy activity, and the choppy activity is apparent in many stock markets around the world right now, and the U.S. is going to fall in line with that. So look for at least a mean reversion correction to the rising 200-day moving averages. Also, these long-dated government bond yields, that U.S. 10-year bond, that's up to 2.87 and change, about 2.87 and a half. So not all that far away from that 3% level. If Janet Yellen wants to keep the Fed fund rate from breaking up above that 3%, I think she'll have to come in and say no change in the QE policy. As soon as Mr. Bernanke steps aside, we'll see. We will see. Meanwhile, you know, we've had some downward dynamics following the upward overextension. Those U.S. indices have lost upside momentum. They have are backing away from those round of phobia numbers that I mentioned, which were 16,000 for the Dow, 1,800 for the S&P 500, and 4,000 for the NASDAQ composite index. Elsewhere, precious metals. Well, this is disappointing here today. I've been saying, well, yes, there's a good chance that we're seeing some support building down here, but it's for the bulls to prove, because the precious metals are in overall downward trends. And there's plenty of overhead trading on the charts. We had good action here earlier this week, but gold is down $25 as I speak, still trading here after hours. But gold is at 1227 and change, 1227. Silver getting clipped, down 85 cents here today. It's fallen back to 1950. So every time these start to look steady, I think, well, should I chance my luck here with a bit of a long trade despite the overall downward trends? And I'm glad I haven't. I'm just going to continue to watch, because we know there are plenty of bears around who are trying to drive those down, and they're saying higher interest rates will be bad for gold. Well, we're not certain. We've seen gold in other cycles rallying very strongly against a background of considerably higher interest rates than we have today. So I don't think that's a factor, but it does say that there is big pressure. There are bears who are trying to push this down, not least from Goldman Sachs. In currencies, the dollar is steadier here against this. Didn't pick up yesterday on the weakness of Wall Street and other stock markets, but it is today. So the dollar index is back above 80. It's at 80.22, and the euro. Well, the euro's come back a little bit. It's at 1.375 against the dollar, and sterling, which was soft yesterday, has eased a little further here today. Not much, but it's at 1.6344. Against the greenback. Aussie, they're jawboning down the Australian dollar. It's come back to 0.8931 against the US. And Japan, I should have mentioned Japan. Well, this is a stock market that I do like, as I've liked it all year, and I like it for the medium term. My concern is that Wall Street, if I'm right, and Wall Street's going to see at least a mean reversion, corrective phase. I'd be surprised if that didn't hold Japan in check and probably pull it a little bit lower. But it is the dollar yen here today is at 103.49, so that's a soft yen, and that's a bit of a cushion. For the Japanese stock market. Now, what else would you is worth commenting on here? Would you be interested in crude? Doesn't look like much going on there. I will just look in the broader commodity page here. Yes, the industrial metals. I said this continuously, but they're up here again today in this soft day for the commodity markets generally. The industrial metals are all a little bit higher. Well, U.S. copper eased 25 cents. That's pretty minimal. The European copper price was a little bit higher. We see also Brent oil lower. It's down a dollar at 108.67. And let's see, looks like grains and beans a little bit lower in here today as well. And that's pretty much it. Soft stock markets, bond yields firming within their ranges. Precious metals still can't get away from sellers at this stage, but the industrial metals, say firming, and they usually get a late run at the very end of a bull market phase, and certainly see some losses of overall upward trends among these stock market indices, and I expect Wall Street to test the MDI. Okay, all the best to all of you.